Coming up this Saturday, a great benefit comedy show with music, all sorts of raffles to help kids with chronic health conditions as well as their families. It's called Laughter for a Cure. And the organizer of that event, Riley Bacon, joins us this morning here on the Pulse of New Hampshire's Morning Information Center. Great to see you, my friend. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Laughter for a Cure. First of all, I love laughter, and cures are good as well, right?
So yeah, fantastic.
Now, let's talk about this. This is a big event. This is the first time in the seacoast of New Hampshire and Southern Maine that we're doing this, but you've done this out in other parts of the country, correct?
Yes. So I started it off in San Diego. Unfortunately, a cousin of mine had passed from lymphoma at 17, so I wanted to give back to the community and the organizations that helped her. Teddy Bear Foundation was her hospice, Make-A-Wish. We all know what they do. They did a photo shoot with Gwen Stefani. And then, of course, American Cancer Society. So I did three separate events down there, and it was really well received.
Yeah. Let's talk about this. This is going to be this Saturday, and where's it going to be?
So it's going to be at Cara's on 4th Street down in Dover.
The Irish Pub in Dover. Yeah.
Yes, and the Chameleon Club, the upstairs. It's a fantastic spot. I've been checking it out, setting everything up, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
And the doors open up at what time?
2:30. Music will be playing by Jake Botani, and it's going to be, you know, it's about 2 hours of music, so allow everybody to kind of mingle, see the raffle prizes, and get to know everybody, you know, community-based.
And you've got some Boston-based comedians coming in?
Yeah, a couple. Yeah, so I have Paul Nardizzi as a headliner. He was the winner of the 2001 Boston Comedy Festival. He's been on HBO U.S. Comedy and Arts Festival in 97, and he's been on Conan O'Brien a few times. He's also got a podcast, Soccer Heads of New England.
So tell me about this. Tell me, you know, putting this event together and the real passion behind doing this. I mean, you obviously had a family connection with this, unfortunately. Somebody passing away at the age of 17, obviously gone much too soon. And that wakes people up a little bit, I think, you know? And you say, this can't happen. This should not even be allowed, almost, you know?
Yeah, it's very surreal. You know, visiting her in hospice, you know, it puts everything in perspective that, you know, we're not alone in whatever fight that we're going through. But seeing that, you're like, okay, I need to give back to the community. You need to be part of something greater than just ourselves. And moving out here, 2016 in Maine, I've lost a lot of family members. So doing this, we don't just do one organization, one cause, if you will. I started doing like the cancer aspect because I was close to home. But after losing so many different family members, I've decided to kind of jump around with who we donate to. We will be doing Zebra Crossings, and they have a pretty good solid following. I have only known New Hampshire in COVID lockdowns. So seeing everything opening back up and connecting with the community, you know, Zebra Crossings had a really hard time because they deal with children that have autoimmune disorders or illnesses. So COVID kind of like put a stop to everything. They weren't even sure what was going to happen. So I'm really glad to just kind of help and kind of get back out there and give back to everybody.
Yeah, a lot of nonprofits had no idea what was going to go on. They were, a lot of their fundraisers, road races, whatever, they were all either went virtual or canceled during the last 2.5 years. We get it. People are starting to come back now, which is a good thing. As things are starting to open up a little bit, people feel a little bit more comfortable now getting out there as long as they've gotten their shots and boosted and things like that. And that's always a good thing as well. I mean, Laughter for a Cure benefit. I mean, there's nothing better than laughter to make the day go by a little faster and have a little fun and raise some good money for a good cause. Zebra Crossings, it's based out of Dover, I think. Talk a little bit about what they actually do. Why you're donating to that particular cause.
Yeah, definitely. So Zebra Crossings, their mission is to enrich the lives of youth with chronic medical conditions by fostering greater self-confidence, a self of independence, a desire to realize their full potential through fun and engaging enrichment programs that build a strong and caring community support network for the families. So a lot of these diseases and illnesses that they go through are very rare. So they don't have, you know, that community base. And if anybody knows about being made fun of, I was a short, fat, brown kid named Bacon. So they ate me alive. I got teased a bunch. So I understand how kids can be sometimes. So allowing these kids to get together to understand that they're not alone, as well as the families. Families feel, you know, why is this happening to me? Like, feel like you're the only one this is happening to. This allows everybody to connect together and realize, you know, you're not alone this fight.
And that's where the power of community comes in. And like you say, you know, you want to give back. You've seen some hardships and heartaches in your life close to your family. Mm-hmm. And you realize that, you know, that most people are fortunate not to go through some of this stuff, but there are families that do go through this stuff, and they wonder, where do they turn to? Where do they get the support, and how do they survive? How do they move on? Well, you know, it takes some services. It takes some money to get through, to provide these services, to provide these avenues for people to be able to get that support and healing or even, you know, medical help as well, whatever it might be. And so that's why fundraisers like this are so good. And you know, music, comedy, I mean, you put it together, it's a great day. It's a great day.
It is. It really is. I know some people think that might be a little too long. So when I was doing this in San Diego, I had a point where I would have like 5 different bands, 10, 15 different comedians. We would have vendors left and right. And we would get about like 200, 250 people, depending on the venue, obviously. But, you know, just everything about this is just beautiful. The laughter aspect, everybody needs that in their heart. And again, moving out here to Maine and New Hampshire, you know, I lost my cousin, lost my uncle, lost my aunt, lost my dad, lost my grandma. Then I put my dog down just like a few months ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But you got to stay positive about it. You know, it doesn't rain every day. I know it seems like that sometimes up here compared to San Diego, but you just got to laugh. You got to have some fun, you know? And again, you're just not alone in that fight. There's always a community. There's always people. And the community out here is fantastic.
It's a very, you know, I have found over the years, and we've done a lot of fundraisers here on the radio over the years, everything from the Jimmy Fund to what we're doing, you know, this Wednesday with the veterans, our May 12 Hours Count Radiothon for Veterans. It's a very giving community. And I have found that in good times and bad economic times, I have found that the people in New Hampshire and Southern Maine that our audience is across our News Talk lineup is very, very giving. And you know, we've done Caring and Sharing, our food drive. It's been amazing. Even through the COVID years, people gave and gave and gave and continued. We worked with 21 different nonprofits, food pantries and homeless shelters and different community action programs. And people were there to give. So I think people will, you know, be able to come to this on Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening as well. And plus, you know, if you're a fan of Cara's Irish Pub, you know, they've got a following to begin with anyway.
I have fallen in love with Cara's. It's essentially my Cheers at this point.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people think of it. Yeah, it's, you know, yeah. Where you go where everybody knows you, you know, and stuff like that. No doubt about it. They can be Cheers and things like that.
Yeah.
Laughter for a Cure. It's a benefit comedy show to help kids with chronic health conditions as well as their families. It's coming up this Saturday at Cara's Irish Pub. How much are tickets and where do they get them?
So go to Eventbrite or follow Laughter for a Cure's Facebook page. Of course, you can get it there. $30 for VIP, $20 for general admission. We'll have raffles set up in the back. I have a few sponsors who I got a shout out to because I wouldn't be able to set this up if it wasn't for these sponsors. John Randall and Joe Nolly of Premier Mortgage Lending, PMLHomeLoans.com. You know, they'll also be recording the show, which is going to be fantastic. I want to possibly do little DVDs or something of that nature.
Yeah, why not, right?
Yeah, and I'm just a local outsider. People are like, who's Riley Bacon? Who's this coming over here to just donate money? And I couldn't be more happy with, you know, John Randall and Joe Nolly, because if they can support a non-local like myself, you know, imagine what they can do for your home loans. As well as Bonnie Lighton. She was the first one to say, hey, I want to sponsor the event. And that really kind of got everything in motion. And of course, to you guys as well, the Pulse of New Hampshire, Binny Media, Frank FM. I am beyond ecstatic of what we're going to do.
Well, we're happy to be one of those channels to get the word out, no doubt about it. We'll be talking about it throughout the week here, but we wanted to kick it off with you. And as they say, as you know, everything goes better with bacon, right? Of course.
It does.
It does. It does, Riley. Come on.
It puts a smile on your face, and you know, the comedians will put a smile on your face as well. And, you know, maybe I'll have a bacon bucket as an appetizer.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea. There should be a lot of fun. And talk, before we let you go here, talk once again about the comedy headliners, because some of our patrons who are some of our listeners who may be going to this on Saturday probably have seen some of these comedians as well over the years.
It's very possible, considering Paul Narduzzi's been in the game for quite a while. So also Matt MacArthur from Boston, Caroline Cook from Boston, and then we got some locals. Bob Gianni, I think, is from the Cape area. Tristan Hoffler, Bill Douglas, Carrie Kensington, and of course myself, Riley Bacon. I'll do a few bacon jokes. Well, we'll see.
Now, you have done stand-up, correct?
I have. I was very involved in stand-up comedy back in San Diego when I started this, and not, you know, I have a dark sense of humor. I've had an interesting past. Again, lost a lot of people and whatnot. So have a little darker take on things, but, you know, I try to keep light with the bacon aspect. I actually have a tattooed on my arm.
Do you really?
I really do.
Come on, Riley.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Oh, my gosh. It is.
It's a family shield, but, you know, I've been talking with everybody forever. I want to do a bacon tribal on the other arm, possibly.
Oh,
you know, a little barbed wire bacon or something.
Well, you might as well have fun with the name, right?
I mean, you have to. Again, I grew up the short, fat, brown kid named Bacon. Actually, my stage name for comedy is Crispy Bacon. That was from my father. father who would try to cheer me up and say, oh, well, just be happy your mom wouldn't let me name you what I wanted to, which was Christopher Patrick Bacon. So it would read Crispy Bacon.
Oh, my gosh. That's too funny. Too funny. Riley Bacon, our guest. He's the organizer of Laughter for a Cure. It's coming up this Saturday. And give us the details where they are again and where people can get tickets again, Riley.
So Eventbrite, as well as Laughter for a Cure Facebook page. Please check it out. It has all the raffle prizes that'll be there. And we're always looking for more raffles moving forward. I'm going to be doing this quarterly. But yeah, Eventbrite. And of course, you can get them at the door. Just show up. Just show up. Doors open at 2:30, Carr's Irish Pub, May 21st, Saturday.
So people can get tickets at the door as well, right?
Oh, of course. Of course. We're not going to turn people away whatsoever.
Yeah. And like I said, Carr's has a unique following, a local following as well. So I hope people will pass the word around and go to the Facebook page. You say Laughter for a Cure Facebook page.
Please. That's the best way to stay up to date with what we have going on.
All right. Pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, sir.
Laughter with a Cure, a great benefit comedy show. All the proceeds going to Zebra Crossings, correct?
Yes, of course. So all ticket sales and all raffle money raised will be going to Zebra Crossing. So it's a great cause. I mean, where else are you going to get $20 worth of laughter, music, and supporting a great cause while you get to have some drinks? And
you know, when it comes to the price of entertainment, those are cheap tickets. That's not a bad deal at all.
It's not.
Not a bad deal at all.
I've seen worse.
Music, entertainment. Well, if you can see some of the concerts that are going on now and some of the prices, they're out of sight sometimes.
Ooh, yes.
They really are. But thank you for being here and thank you for what you do. I'm glad that you were putting this together and that you feel the compassion to give back, because I think that's so important to make a difference and make a difference in people's lives. And that's probably why we're here on this planet, right? To make a difference and leave it in a better place, I would imagine.
Definitely.
I would think so. Riley, great to have you with us.
Thanks, MP.